Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Bleeding, keep bleeding love. Oh, that was beautiful. You sounded perfect on that.
Thank you.
Oh, man. You know what I really like is how you know, you just mouth it and like you really get into it, like a total awesome, like expert lip syncing.
What's happening?
Oh, your song's continuing on. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just saw Rudy enter the building.
Thank goodness.
Our friend Rudy's here.
Praise
for
the
big
Lord.
Movies
reviews.
There was
reviews. Some kind of action on the Embarcadero platform and he was stuck in the tube.
Oh, stuck in the tube.
Tube.
Well,
luckily, it looks like it was a medical emergency.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shoof.
So
boy, throw that on top of all
here.
The other problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's mopping sweat off his brow.
I know.
Kind of hot.
Mopping sweat off your brow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right, so about quarter after, we'll be hearing from you guys.
You got a few minutes to do some text. Do you have to do anything first?
Oh, I do, really quickly. Halloween time at Disneyland Resort. It's back right now. Call number 97-800-400-3697. Gets a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets and is in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to experience the Disneyland Resort, including hotel and three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Call now, 800-400-3697.
That's the same number you can send text to. We've been on a roll with some crunchy radio, and here's what people had to say.
Good crunch.
916 says, Big John bullying Hooman is radio gold. I'm Team Hooman.
Oh, bullying.
I'm Team Hooman, too. He's not bullying him, I'm telling you.
909 says, Hooman, get over it. Stop putting Sarah in a position to choose between you and her family. You will ultimately lose. She's trying to compromise.
Not only am I ultimately going to lose, I've lost.
Imagine if someone...
ultimate. You can take that word
just
right out.
Just make a compromise and just miss the couple days that the NFL's on at night.
I said,
imagine
if
someone
not...
put you in this position with your mom. Just saying, chillax, she loves you.
Yeah,
if that
I
person
do love
came
you.
Back and said, hey, let's wait a few months, I'd be like, okay, I understand.
I don't want to wait. I love
says,
you.
Poor Hooman, not. Grow up and share Sarah for a couple months, you big baby.
I'm sharing her. I'm giving her away.
408
give
says,
it away, give it away.
Hooman, you are so emotionally needy. Enough of this, Hooman. Look at you trying to manipulate Sarah's emotionally.
I almost was crying.
Hey, minions, we got it. No matter what Sarah does, she's always right. No matter what I do, I'm always wrong.
I'll tell
you
one thing that this person makes a good point. Your brother and your husband have been Pats fans forever.
Yeah.
And they've talked about the draft. And
they've
talk about
the draft
games.
Together. Yeah.
And this is the first time they've lived close enough to each other to actually watch the games and talk about the games together.
Yep.
510 says, the Johns finally get to watch football together and now there's drama. Tape your show and change your nights to Saturday. Mm. Change your nights to Saturday. This person's just nailed
it. He's very busy on Saturdays. I usually have stuff on Saturdays too. Sunday was a great night for us because it's kind of a down, and we both get it. He leaves right after the show. You know, mm-hmm. We both have to get up at 4 a.m. So it works for us. Saturday doesn't really work. First of all, he isn't drinking enough for my taste, personally. So I don't want to spend a drinking night with Hooman, you know, as he's sober and the rest of us are like, plus he always has some gala to go to. Yeah. Sundays work. I wish he would stop being such a baby.
707.
Just come over. Get Don on the phone.
Hooman's fight with Sarah's brother is the crunchiest radio ever. Eek. 4 and 5. Sarah's, 4 and 5 says, such a baby, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
Shout out to my daughter, Nia's 8th birthday.
Hey, Nia.
Nia.
Thanks for listening, little one.
My God, Hooman, sounds like a whiny little bee.
Listen, everyone, I am giving up for 3 months and saying, have the entire NFL season. Don't worry about me. If anything else comes up NFL related, you don't have to call me.
We want to watch.
Just enjoy
He actually gave the actual dates that the night games for the Pats are happening. We all want to watch Ozarks together.
925 says, Sarah, you did have a choice. If you really wanted to spend Sunday with Hooman, your brother could have watched the game at his house.
Oh.
No, you don't really understand the dynamic, but thanks for your input.
Yeah, God forbid somebody jump on my side and you don't understand. Every other person, yeah, you're right, you're
they
right.
They don't understand how it's our thing, Hooman, is me, you, and my husband, and my kids when Game of Thrones is on.
I don't like that 70-year tradition was ended because of one dumb football game that the Patriots lost against
ended.
The worst team
it
in the NFL.
The tradition wasn't
they
ended.
They lost the worst team in the NFL,
the tradition
everyone.
Wasn't
the Lions.
Ended. It wasn't ended.
The
it
Lions.
Was set.
Their coach is
aside
from Popeye.
Just for the night games that the Pats play because my brother and John want to watch the games together. They're
take
not,
the entire NFL season.
They don't need
praise
that. We don't need that. What we
the
need
NFL.
Is just these three dates.
925 says, just got our tickets to see Rudy tonight.
Rudy!
Love him on the show!
Rudy's going to be a rare form comedy at Tommy T's in Pleasanton.
Tonight.
And tonight, and then tomorrow, Rudy, you got two gigs
on Saturday night or Friday night?
On Friday, yeah. Comedy Sharks, Hop Dog Brewing Company in Half Moon Bay.
That's a lot. It's like from Half Moon Bay all the way over to, what is the other one,
Vikings
Fremont?
Comedy Night, and that's, Motorcycle? Motorcycle Club Comedy Night. It's in Hayward.
Well, you better not be late for that. They get mad.
408 says, I am so proud of Christine Blasey.
Yes.
Blasey Ford today. It's not easy to share details like that at all. Never mind for the government and the entire country. Well,
not to mention the death threats of poor woman.
As a college assault survivor myself, I find her bravery commendable and inspiring. Thank you, Christine. Let's hope the powers that be make the right decision. Hashtag me too. 510 says, Sarah needs to rule the house. Big John shouldn't decide who can come over and what happens on Sundays.
It wasn't Big John's decision. John and John said, we want to cancel Hooman because the show is on. It was.
Sounds like it was their decision.
It was their decision, not my brother's decision. Oh. Thank God. Turn up.
Hooman.
Hooman. So put his little signature on there at the end.
All right, everyone, welcome to another incredible movie review segment. We're about to peak for the week, and we're going to start off with an artsy-fartsy film.
So
yes!
Artsy.
It's called Colette, and it only stars Keira Knightley because right. You're not going to recognize anybody else's names. So this film, all right, listen. I know a lot of you out there love period pieces. This is a new person.
Them.
That Rudy and I didn't even know existed in history.
I had no idea.
We're going to do the best we can.
Oh, this is a real person?
This is a real person. Like, everyone calm down if we get a few things not perfectly accurate.
Okay.
I mean, if you're into French
research,
history,
yeah, I mean,
forgive
this
us.
This is French history. This is French literature, French history.
Okay.
So this film is based on the life of France's most celebrated female novelist, Sidonie Gabrielle Colette.
Yes.
From now on, we'll just call her Colette.
Very French.
Very French. She was also a mime.
Oh.
She was a mime?
Well,
oh, that
it's
I didn't
a law
know.
In France, apparently.
An actress so, yeah. And a journalist. And her best-known work is a book called Gigi.
Right.
It became a film in 1949. Then it was adapted to a stage play in 1951. And that's where Audrey Hepburn got her start, was doing that stage play. Okay, so this film, Colette... In this film, Colette is pushed by her husband to write novels under his name.
It's his brand.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his brand of novels.
And she ultimately fights to make her talents known.
Right.
Okay. Remember Big Eyes, the woman who painted
yes.
for her husband?
Yeah.
This is a book.
But he had multiple people writing for him. It's not like he was just like enslaving her to be his writer.
But her books were...
Phenomenal.
Well, no, her books were his most successful ones.
Right.
So before we get into this review, both Rudy and I know Colette is a huge gay icon. We're going to do the best we can. Calm down. Rudy, Let's start with the reason we saw this film. Keira Knightley. How was she? Everyone says she's going to get an Oscar nomination. Is this true?
Look, she should definitely at least get a nomination because she was powerful in this movie. I had never seen her like so fiery, never seen her so like convicted with her role. I don't know if it was because it was like based on a true story or if just the character itself was very dynamic. I thought she did a phenomenal job, and yeah, if she gets a nod, I'm totally for it. Yes, Sarah.
Is it in French?
No, it's
no.
not.
But
do they do fake French accents?
No, they do this thing, which this has always been a pet peeve of mine. They do this thing where every single period piece, doesn't matter what period and what part of the world it is, the people, when it's in English, they always have an English accent, which yes. I never understand.
Well, it she is English, so.
Yeah, but yeah. But they're French, though. You would think that they would try to emulate a French accent. Or if it's
there.
A Greek movie, they always have a French accent or a English accent. So they did that. But no, it wasn't in French. Just pure English.
Right. It used to be in the old-timey movies, whenever it was a bad guy, they had an English accent.
Ooh. Associate them.
So this film takes place around 1895. Do you have to like old-timey period pieces like Downton Abbey to enjoy this film?
No, it's going to remind you of Downton Abbey because of the or Downton Abbey or whatever. Is it Downton Abbey?
Yeah, no.
Yes, it's Downton Abbey.
Okay,
no, Downton Abbey.
Okay. Downton Abbey.
Is it called Downton
Abbey?
Clearly, I don't watch it.
Yeah, call it Downton Abbey.
I don't watch Downton Abbey. I stopped watching PBS a long time ago. But here's the thing though, because of the
I love
right?
you dude.
I love you too.
I appreciate. Hey, by the way, happy National Radio Host Day. By the way, just want to throw that out there.
Thank you.
When's there gonna be a National Movie Critic Day?
Probably is one.
That's exactly what is that what Downton Abbey's about? It's about a funk club.
It's about a funk club.
Funky soul
but
club.
An olden days funk club.
Okay, so yeah, you might associate it with that because of the costumes and whatnot. Yeah. But no, you don't have to be into this. All you have to do is like have an appreciation for a little bit of history, and also, and most importantly, have the adult have the attention span of an adult. Okay, I understand because it looks old timey, it might throw you off a little bit. But if you just sit there and just watch the film and listen to the story and really pay attention, you're really going to enjoy it. It's a good story, regardless of what period of history it's in.
All right, here's a question that really matters. So Colette in real life was bisexual.
Right.
There are some lesbian scenes in this film.
Yes.
How were they?
I mean, they were good, but I just felt like they could have went harder with the lesbian scenes. I only saw three nipples.
Oh.
I only saw three nipples.
Who had three nipples?
It was like three different girls, one nipple apiece. It wasn't even like two nipples per girl, you know. So I was a little disappointed in that.
You were?
But still though, it was unexpected. So when the first nipple popped up, I was very shocked. I was very like, oh, okay, here we go, we're getting in. So they could have went a little. I mean, but then again, that's just me, and you know, that's just me wanting to see more lesbian action scenes.
The chicks she hooks up with are super hot.
They are.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna. No one knows who this girl is, but Eleanor Tomlinson. Oh,
is that the redhead?
Yeah, that's the redhead.
She was gorgeous.
You know her?
No.
Isn't she gonna be one of the new Charlie's Angels? That name sounds so familiar.
I hope so.
Let's see. Yeah, this girl needs a lot more work. We need to see a lot more of her. She's gonna be in the War of the Worlds TV show, Squadron 42 video. Game.
And just to give you an idea, and I'm not gonna detail it too much, I'm not gonna spoil it, but that lady that you just mentioned right now, she wasn't only just like in a lesbian scene, she was more involved than just a lesbian scene. Like there's I think they call it in France, they have a term for it, you know, when there's more than one participant.
Menage a trois.
Yes, indeed. So yeah, there was.
What is this girl's name? Because I started Eleanor and
Eleanor,
I chose Roosevelt.
Tomlinson.
And it's definitely Tomlinson.
Eleanor
okay.
Tomlinson, gorgeous.
Just
redhead.
Click on the Google images.
How are they spelling Eleanor?
E L E A. How else can you spell it?
I N O R.
So here's my problem with this film.
Uh oh.
This guy Willie, she's like Mary's Colette Mary's.
Right.
Like, this guy's a real peach. From day one, he starts cheating on Colette.
Right.
So from day one, we know he's an adulterer. Then we find out he's an alcoholic. Then we find out he's a gambler. He always loses when he gambles. So when he finally, like, you know, continues to steal her work, you're like, this is who the guy is. There's no big surprise. It's in character for who he was from the beginning of the film to the end of the film. And so when it happens, I wasn't, like, shocked. I was like, well, it's consistent. The guy's a loser. Don't you agree?
No, I don't. I, not at all. Because on the flip side, that's actually what made the movie so cool, is that actually set the stage for Colette to be this free spirit that she turns out to be. You know, she didn't think that she was capable of doing all the things that she could do, but when she hooked up with a guy who was doing all the things that Hooman mentioned, but was still like pushing her to become a better writer, because they were partners. I don't want to make it seem like he was just her overlord. They were partners, and because of him, she ended up becoming this phenomenal writer, and she found herself not just through the pages of her notebook, but also through the adventures of her life. Very spicy. Just a very spicy woman, and I think he helped bring that out in her.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. Keira Knightley does a very good job. She probably will get a nomination.
They should for sure nominate Eleanor Tomlinson.
Right?
As well.
I know. Right?
Give her something.
Yes, absolutely.
I see you checking your iPad. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Dick.
Yeah.
Hold on. He's bringing over a picture so I can check her out.
She's
too.
Gorgeous. Scroll with a capital G. Right.
I liked it, but in terms of period pieces, it's not at the level of Pride and Prejudice or Sense and Sensibility. I'll give it 3.25 Persian Rugs.
Okay, I'm gonna go. This movie was actually, it wasn't like those movies that you mentioned, but I thought it was better because it had more of a modern feel to it because of the content that was involved. You know, you had the bisexuality of Colette, you had the women's suffrage portion of the film where, you know, she's trying to find her way in the world of literature and novels, and she found it, and she ended up becoming a pioneer. So for that and that reason alone, I'm gonna give this movie up. I was thinking about this yesterday. I was gonna give it a 3, okay, but I'm gonna give it a 4. Four pinatas.
With what?
Full of menage a trois.
All right.
This is for Colette.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. I liked it so much. My only gripe is that it ended too abruptly, and I had a few more questions.
Oh.
But I think that could also be a sign of a good movie when you want to know more. But I was very content when I walked out of the theater.
You can wiki her, and you know.
Yeah, you could. But there was some stuff in there that you can't really wiki. Because I looked it up.
They didn't have any, documented lesbian scenes.
They didn't. I was looking for that fourth nipple, but I could never find it.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of Night School. Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, Rob Riggle, Fat Joe, and Al Madrigal.
Lean back.
So in this film, Kevin loses his job as a barbecue grill salesman.
Mm. Climbing that ladder.
He can't seem to find another job because he never completed high school. So a huge opportunity to become a financial advisor presents itself, and Kevin needs a GED to get hired. I mean, what a plot, huh? So Kevin signs up for night school with the teacher being Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, she was the teacher.
She was the teacher, yes.
Another student or anything.
No. Yeah. She was the enforcer.
Rudy, you're a comic genius. Mm,
say it again.
The cream of
say
the
it
crop.
Again.
Comic genius.
Say
the cream
again.
Of the crop.
Amen.
When it comes to...
the people in the back.
When it comes to stand-up. Rudy, what were your expectations, and did this film meet your expectations?
Now, I told you my expectations before the movie, okay? I told you, I said, this is going to be funny. I think that Kevin Hart is going to hit this one out of the ballpark. And shout out to Kevin Hart for actually making his first movie underneath his banner, Heartbeat Productions. Very inspiring. I think it's all very cool. Shame. But, it was a little corny.
Little?
It was a little.
When you say a little, you mean a lot?
It was pretty corny. I'll put it to you. It was pretty corny. I really expected more. I expected better writing. The acting was great. Tiffany Haddish, awesome. Kevin Hart, funny as always. The characters around him, Fat Joe, Rob Riggle, all these guys, funny. But the writing was just, it was lame. The writing was lame. And I just don't think there was enough sharp jokes. There was a lot of easy jokes, a lot of cheesy layups that they were tossing around, but I just didn't feel like they really put their back into the writing. I was expecting better jokes and better writing overall.
Would this movie have been better if it was rated R?
For a comedy, I always think so, because rated R implies that you have less limitations, and I think that when you're dealing with comedy, you don't want any limitations whatsoever. So, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be completely raunchy and classless, but it just means that you're going to open up the floodgates and say, hey, we're going to try whatever we want. So, yeah, I think it would have been better as a rated R film, but if these same writers would have been involved, I still think it would have been corny, you know, because it was just a miss, a lot of misses on great opportunities for funny jokes.
All right, let's talk about Tiffany Haddish, Sarah's favorite. This is like a serious role for her. Does she have the range?
Serious?
Yeah, she has some comedy moments, but she's the teacher. Oh. She's got to rein everyone in.
Did she do it in a funny way?
I love the motion that you're doing with your hand. I didn't see you do that on movie night, reining them in.
Yeah. How was she?
I mean, she was good. She was good. Like I said, she pulled it off. She's got the acting chops. I'll definitely give it to her. But again, I don't think they helped her out too much with the writing. They weren't fun. Some of the actors, they can only do so much with just their facial expressions and the way they deliver it. But if the writing isn't good and if the jokes aren't there, I mean, you're limited. So, I mean, tip of the hat to Tiffany Haddish. I think she's got a lot more in store for her acting future, but I just hope that it's not with these writers because they weren't funny.
One final question before we sum it all. Was there one memorable, unpredictable moment in this film?
No.
Absolutely not.
There really wasn't. You knew what was going to happen.
Every time.
Every single time.
And every time there was a joke, well, here, let me sum it all up. Let me just say this. Yeah. This film is so dumb on every level. If you want to see a film with zero imagination, no creativity, check out Night School. This film is literally a joke and then 14 reaction shots. And then another joke and then 25 reaction shots. And you're like, we get it. Like, let the audience be the reaction shot. We don't need to see what every actor's face is thinking and doing after every joke. I mean, come on. That being said, I want to give it zero, but I'm going to give it 0.5 Persian rugs.
You're going with the fractions? Yeah. I got beef. I have beef with people that give fractions. I'll explain that to you later.
Why?
I'm going to give, because, man,
How about 0.5?
A fraction means you can't decide. Like, you're indecisive. Like, pick a side. Is it bad? Is it not?
Oh, you don't ever do, like, 3.5?
Not anymore.
Half?
I gave that up.
How about 2.25?
I'm going strictly with solid numbers now.
Solid numbers.
I'm giving this movie a 1. This movie is getting a 1.
It's a movie.
It's a movie, okay? It's you can go have fun on a date night and maybe think about, like, karaoke or hitting up a bar after or something like that. But it's a 1. It just wasn't as creative as I thought it was going to be. It wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be. And it gets one pinata full of tiny little Cat Williamses that are just hating on everything that Kevin Hart does currently.
Oh.
So that's a 1. It's a 1 in my book. Sorry.
Well, great job. Have fun tonight at your comedy show.
Thank you guys so much.
RudyOrtiz.com.
RudyOrtiz.com. Tonight, Tommy T's in Pleasanton. Come check me out. Rare Form Comedy. Please come through.
At It's Rudy Ortiz.
At It's Rudy Ortiz.
My hand is up.
Oh, yes. Vinny, yes. Vinny.
Rudy, when you make it and you start making movies, do you think you'll allow yourself to be too busy to actually focus on a major motion picture and write some decent material for the thing?
I would hope not. I mean, if I made it that far, I would think that would be my only focus, would be to hit up my major motion picture.
Wouldn't you, though?
I don't know.
It's such a trip that Kevin Hart gets to a place where he's making movies and he just turds them.
And unfortunately, like, I think that maybe that's an indication of that he doesn't have full control of the movie.
Or
and
he does.
And if he does, then let me wipe my brow and slide out of here.
Did he direct it too, or is this?
No, he just produced it. He's executive producer. That says a lot.
Before we go to break, I want to say thank you to our intern, Daniel. He's been with us quite a while.
Where's
actually.
He going?
Oh, Daniel,
get in here, Daniel.
You?
You see... Do you have any kind of announcement as to where Daniel is going?
Daniel will be staying with us because we decided he's so good at his job that he needed more stuff and I didn't want him to leave us.
Oh, you don't need to use it. I'm just happy to be here.
So we can't call him intern Daniel anymore. We have to call him employee
words.
Daniel.
Yeah, so he'll
congratulations.
Be doing some board
for us. I thank all of you guys for giving me this opportunity. I won't let you down.
Yeah, you better
good
have
job,
it.
Good job, buddy. So. We got a good crew of interns this time,
we
too,
do.
Don't we?
So good.
It's just so... freaking great having mm-hmm. interns.
Seeing
again.
Young faces that are happy and going for it.
Yeah, that want to be here. Yes.
So congratulations on your last day as an intern and your new gig here at the Alice.
Oh, thank you so
welcome
much.
Welcome to the
thank
family,
you.
Daniel.
Daniel. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Slap, slap, slap.
Yeah. Well,
what's that supposed to mean?
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thanks to our friend Rudy Ortiz, who came in to do the movie review with Hooman. That was a good one.
He's fun. Hooman's so in love with him.
Oh, my God, I know. Downtown Abbey, everyone. Just, you know,
Downtown
Abbey.
That was so perfect.
I love that.
Well, it was a genuine mistake that was perfect.
It was so good.
The last genuine mistake, it was Isla.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, it was so good. He goes, who, Isla Fisher? Who even has a name like Isla?
Where does I pronounce that?
Dude, that's Vinny's daughter's name.
I forgot
name.
About that. That's funny.
I want to also say, don't forget, Scott Capurro has a show on Saturday night mm-hmm. at the...
Shadow Puppet.
Thank you. Shadow Puppet Brewery
Livermore?
In Livermore.
Yes.
So. Look at 209. Look at that text.
What'd they say?
The most hated couple in the Bay Area, Big and Little John.
#Team Team Hooman.
Big well, and Little John. Hooman.
Who knew the evenings at your house would be so controversial?
Dude, please, let's not even talk
what
about it anymore.
What are you going to do about that, Sarah?
What? I want to just
clearly it's your fault.
It's obviously my fault for having friends and being married and having a brother. It's you know, it's all my fault.
Letting your brother move here.
I feel like I was like this close to screaming, "You little bitch." Ooh. But I didn't do it. Did you notice that I did? I know. That would have been the end. Yeah. I would have been on the S list forever.
At your brother or at Hooman?
Both of them. A couple little bitches. My God.
Little girls. Guys.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't get it. But, you know, I don't.
Whatever.
Why would I?
There's so much we don't get.
Yeah.
There's a lot to not get in the world. Hey, you guys, have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoyed the season finale of Big Brother, if you watched that. I hope you're going to join us on our Survivor adventure this
season.
I'm in. Right, Yuzi? You
in?
I don't want to.
Season 37?
I just don't like it.
Some good people on there.
Well, I printed out the cast list, and I'm going to read up on them, so when you guys talk about them, I'll know who you're talking about.
Well, we will be talking about them.
I know.
Well, one good thing, I know you love this, tomorrow's Friday, so.
Yes.
Oh, that is one of the good
things. Great news, everyone.
Yes.
Really great news.
We can do it, you guys. We can make it to our weekly holiday. Get me something good this week, Yuzi. I want something good for Friday.
You
didn't get me anything for National
Love
Year.
Yeah, I did. I gave you one of my cuties.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did eat that. I split it with Daniel, though. I felt bad because he's watching me peel it, like, you know, with his hunger in his eyes. I'm like, here, I'm mad. It's only the size of a quarter.
The
but
children
here
are hungry, Sarah.
And that's another thing. Congratulations to former intern Daniel,
yes,
who is now a worker here at the Hive.
He's going to do great.
Yeah, he is. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.